Yeah, Don, get your squirrels ready.
Just need to remind me to switch it over so I can see everything.
Yeah, speaking of squirrels, Ashley was giving a squirrel some water out there. Thing was hanging by the tree, and I thought it was freaking dead at first, but it's like, looked dehydrated. And Ashley, well, her Native American genes kicked in. She wanted to feed it. I mean, well, give it water at least, yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah, I think so. Last I looked, the thing's not by a tree anymore, so, like, probably hydrated now.
There you go. Or it went off to die somewhere.
Yeah. All right, everybody ready? Yeah.
Sure, ready to go.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another NFW podcast. I think tonight is going to be the end of our shark movies. Sorry for you, Don, but you'll be back next year.
Yeah, it's always a fun time with you guys, but
but tonight we're going to do a three-headed shark attack because it's the only movie I had ready to go. Sorry. So yeah, Don is here.
Yeah, what's up?
And Jake is here.
Yo.
And Willis is here.
You got Mr. Tuesday Night.
Mr. Tuesday Night, Willis Wheeler.
Yep.
Andrew is here.
Give me 10,000 for that shock.
Oh, you're not going to finish it. All right. And returning from a very long hyenas. I mean, God, it's been months upon months upon months, but Gary Hill is back.
Hey, good evening. I show up occasionally. It's Tuesdays are rough for me, let's put it that way.
And he didn't miss his cue, so he's right on tonight.
Yeah,
right. Hyenas.
I'm doing hyenas. Okay. I have a very hyenas for sure, you know.
All right, so like I said, we're going to be doing three-headed shark attack. I think RVD is in this one, so that should tell you how much fun it's going to be. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and go. And when I say go, everybody hits play. 3, 2, 1, and go.
Ooh, both PhD. Love his work.
Go now?
Now?
Yes, now.
I had to throw that out there just because we've done it a while, so you know.
It's been a while.
Jason Simmons, Jason with two A's.
Yeah, so, I was going to mention that too.
Jason?
I'm not sure if I've ever seen this in completion.
Danny Trejo up in this joint.
Yep.
This one gets to like a 10 from Don.
Hey, yep, it's one of them.
Oh, yawning already. It just started.
Come on, we haven't even gotten to the three heads yet.
Oh, man. Jason was also in Sharknado.
Oh, seeing a theme here.
I'm behind. You know
they're making another Sharknado coming out?
Possibly.
I know they re-released the first one.
Yeah, but they're also
I thought that's what it was.
They're also doing a new one. They're going to do a reboot.
Okay.
A reboot or some shit.
It'd be funny if they rebooted it with an actual $1 million Hollywood budget.
All right.
Hey, these things are good for what they are.
But they could be better.
I don't think we've done them all yet.
No, we haven't.
I think we just stopped at two.
All right, well, then maybe we'll do one more shark movie, Sharknado 3. I'd say the listeners want us to do that, let us know, but nobody ever messages us anyway. And by the time they could, we'd have already recorded the next one.
Right. So. We just have to say more racist stuff to get people offended in order for them to write us back.
Is that blonde a guy or a girl?
She looks like a broke-ass person.
I'm more worried about why they hired a knockoff Will Wheaton for this role.
Yeah, right?
Couldn't Will get the Wheaton real...
Paris she looked rough.
Just hold your hands over her face and, yep, it's okay.
Yeah, wasted no time. Right away with three heads.
I'll say she's not covering her neck, so she's pretty confident if she's a dude. I always look for the Adam's apple.
Yeah, but not everybody has a visible Adam's apple.
Mine but isn't. That's a good start.
Some of them get the hormones to take it out altogether.
My apple's not visible.
It's a good start. I mean, it's not the definitive factor, but yeah, it's a good place to start.
I guess mine's not. I don't know. I never pay attention to that shit.
I always check for the hands and the feet.
If they have size 13 feet, then they're not female.
Yeah.
We'll see what the shark likes. Man meat or woman meat?
Or silicone meat.
Yeah.
Plastic. I was going to say, man meat or plastic? Come on, dude. That was right there.
Oh, that looks great.
It's a Hershey paid for him.
Now the
bottom. Show him.
Oh, not in this movie. And she dips down just in time.
Oh.
But yeah, speaking of, Asylum with big budgets, I was watching one the other day. I think Super Volcano. I'm just sitting there watching. It's like, you know, they've been around for almost 20 years. Don't they have enough money for some at least decent effects?
Right. You would think they could make that look better.
I'm laughing that they already did a Rise of the Beast parody joint already. Transformers, what is it? Beast Metals or some shit they call that joint.
Yeah, I was like,
you gotta strike on the iron side, yeah.
Yeah, I was like wondering if they like were doing anything, so I like checked on Wikipedia and like, oh yeah, they've done a few. And yeah, they're supposed to release Meth Gator soon.
And I'm there for it.
Yeah, they're supposed to do Meth Gators.
About Crackoon.
Yeah.
No, that's not by them. That's the filmmaker friend of mine. He's doing that one.
Yeah, mutual friend Carly Sonnenfeld is in that movie.
Yeah.
She's in the trailer.
We're not going to talk about how awesome that scene just was.
Pretty good.
That's what I was laughing at.
I mean, fuck, this movie might be a 10. they're all like that.
Dude,
that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was missing the tits, but...
Yeah, well...
Can't get everything. It's close enough.
Make everything better.
But yeah, I also saw they did Little Mermaid too. They just called it the Little Mermaid. And like, oh come on, Asylum, you're more creative than that.
Well, the Little Mermaid is a public domain name, so that's why they did it.
Like okay.
You could go the dark route and just where she rips Ariel's throat out or her voice box out and yeah. It's a lot more darker in the original text.
Right.
Well, everything's darker in the original text.
Did anybody here go see Meg 2?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, I liked it.
I did too.
I heard it's Die Hard meets Sharktopus almost.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
We're about to see tits. They're always cutting away.
Yeah, they keep teasing us.
Oh, come on, you're the Asylum. You're not that classy.
Was a two-headed shark attack Asylum, or was that somebody else?
I think it was Asylum, too.
Yeah, 2, 3, 5, and 6. They're all Asylum.
Some reason I thought these movies were a lot older. I don't know why. Like I thought this one was 2015. I don't know. Some reason I swear they started like, I don't know, maybe earlier 2010s, something like that.
No, the first Sharknado is 2013, and I'm trying to think back because I'm trying to remember like the history of everything. Because I think the first one that they actually did was Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus, but that was 2009.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So then they did.
How can you forget that one?
Yeah. So they did that one, and then they followed it up with Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus. I think that was 2010. Then there was Mega Piranha and the original Sharktopus. I think those were 2010. Then 2011 was Mega Python versus Gatoroid. That one had Tiffany and Debbie Gibson in it. There's one more from, because they did two in 2011. What was the other one? Is Piranaconda's 2012.
Is
the other one in 2011?
I watched Mega Python versus Gatoroid a little recently. Yeah, that one's kind of fun.
I like it. Most of them are fun.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that Mary Lambert went from Pet Sematary to that movie, though.
Yeah, but I like this one better than Pet Sematary. I'm not a huge fan of the original Pet Sematary. The only thing about
remember that who we're talking with, Zelda. Willis.
Zelda's the only thing about the original. It's the only thing scary about the original is Zelda.
Unpopular opinion: Pet Sematary 2 was greater than Pet Sematary 1.
That doesn't surprise me with you, Gary.
Well, I like Pet Sematary too, so I can't be mad at that one.
Three words, Jake. Zombie Clancy Brown, okay?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not surprised because, you know, the old joke, sloppy seconds.
Oh, I get it. Yeah,
number
get,
two. Gary likes number twos.
Oh, yeah. When you get to our age, Nudie, it's good to have a nice BM. So number twos are amazing. So, you know. If it,
No, I like part two as well.
I actually prefer the remake.
Okay. Andrew, you're out
I know it's a very unpopular opinion, but I get more enjoyment out of that one.
Even I don't think that. Even I don't think that.
Yeah. I've seen that for free, and I ain't even going to say that.
Saw it for free as well, and I felt ripped off.
It didn't make me as mad as that damn third Blair Witch movie, I know that much. That shit was
I saw that one once, I don't remember it. I'd have to go back and revisit it, because I saw it when it came out, but it was when I wasn't keeping track of my reviews as closely as I was, so I don't have anything written up, and that kind of helps me remember stuff.
It's not a bad film. It's just I don't think it knew what it wanted to be.
Yeah, that's how I have always envisioned it, but I've never had time to go back and revisit it.
There are genuinely like creepy moments in it.
I've seen it when they was doing the previews like 3 or 4 weeks before the movie came out, and they was asking people how you felt after the movie. I came out and said, this was the same shit that was in the first one. Ain't nothing really different happened, but it was worse. And the ending made less sense than the one in the original one. I said, y'all just made the same movie all over again. I said, this is a travesty of justice.
Didn't they throw you out?
No, because they was asking people's opinions when they was walking out the movie.
The guy with glasses looks like shrunken Dave Bautista.
They're supposed to be making another one soon, I think. I don't know.
No, I have no idea. I hadn't heard nothing, but I seriously doubt it.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, every IP, you know, is getting remade or redone these days, but even less. Even lesser known IPs, like I posted in a group last week, Slaughterhouse of all movies.
Yeah, that was the one I was gonna. I've always was like, you're doing a reboot 40 years later to Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, but I do love Slaughterhouse.
That's the
I find it fun.
That's the obese pig farmer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the obese farmer and his dad.
They run
the meat factory.
Yeah, I always get that one confused. Texas
Chainsaw Massacre.
No, I always get that one confused with Slaughterhouse Rock.
Mm. Yes, I love, you know, I love Slaughterhouse, though. It's so good. It's so cheesy. It's fun.
That movie, Mutilator, like, oh, come on, just give us, like, Madman or Burning sequels now while we're at it.
Well, at least the Mutilator one is from the same guy who did the first one, so yeah. It has had a chance.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that are involved in that one, too. A lot of my indie filmmaker friends are involved in it, so I'm kind of looking forward to it.
I think Mutilator is one of the most underrated slashers.
I'm a huge fan of that one, yeah. That one is really good. When it gets going, that thing is really, really fun.
It needs a remake of that Spring Break song they have in the movie, though.
Fall Break.
Yeah.
Or Fall Break, I'm sorry.
Gonna have a good time. Going on. Yeah, I don't, like, that movie, I think it might have escaped me, or I saw it once when I was a kid. But then when I saw it with the Blu-ray release, I was like, damn, this movie's, like, fucking good. It's just really good. And then I watched it a couple weeks ago with Joe Bob's show. Good stuff.
Yeah, Mutilator is one of my favorite, like, standalone 80s slashers from back then. When it gets going, that thing's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's got the film styling of an 80s fucking slasher, so it's like that grindhouse feel to it.
Yeah, it doesn't have that kind of, like, I don't want to say that, you know, Friday the 13th is like the polished film, but I mean, it has like a sheen to them that, you know, the slashers like Mutilator just don't have. Right. I think that adds like a lot to it.
That broke-ass Danny Bonaducci. Just because he's a redhead.
The Bonaducci stunt casting.
Right. They couldn't afford him for this movie.
I was watching Swamp Thing last night, the original joint. I didn't realize how much nudity was in that damn movie.
Yeah, it's a PG movie, too.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, 80s PG, but still.
Cable.
Other than Cable getting naked.
So you had the version of her not getting naked?
No, I got the version with her getting naked and more than just her getting naked in that movie. The fuck is that?
Some kind of weird chompy monster.
Every time I see this movie, these...
You know, what they're doing is that they're looking at...
Shark.
No, what they're doing is they're looking at the effects of pollution on fish in the community. So these things are hybrids that they're looking at to see like what kind of damage is being done. So that's what they're doing here, is that they're looking at all of the pollution in the local community.
And the pollution created the three-headed shark?
Supposedly, yeah.
It's two.
Pretty much a three-eyed fish from The Simpsons.
I can say Toxic Crusaders.
No, that doctor on South Park that makes the animals up with the seven asses and shit.
Oh, yeah.
This one has seven asses.
Bootleg, Dr. Monroe.
Tectonic plates.
My God, I haven't seen Eddie Bauer. I haven't seen Eddie Bauer since 1996.
I used to watch South Park faithfully back in the day. don't even remember the last time I even seen an episode.
Yeah.
Like, The Simpsons, South Park is still relevant with everything it does.
Ain't relevant.
She's going topside.
Just not as good as it used to be.
I don't remember the last time I've seen a then current South Park episode. I think I fell off like 10, 15 years ago.
I mean, I've seen a few of the newer ones. It's just like, it just doesn't have the same magic as it used to.
The Prince Harry one was hilarious.
I haven't seen that one.
You know what my favorite one is? The Michael Jackson joint. Look at me! I'm in a tree!
Don't make us go back to our house. There's a ghost in our house. We're scared.
That shit made me laugh every time I watch that one.
Comment to this girl in the white shirt. She's not wearing a bra. I mean, she's wearing a bra. That's not really fair. She's wearing a bra.
Yeah. And when cold the one they teased us with earlier.
It's cold in the ocean, man. You'd be sticking straight out.
And when they was teasing us who Eric Cartman's mom or dad was.
Is it this person? Is it this person? Is it that person?
My favorite episode still gotta be Fun with Weapons. The anime one. Especially when Butter has a star in his eye and they dress him up like a dog.
Yep.
Woof, 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 woof. I was gonna say, show you see how much I fell off with the show. My favorite's still the Scooby Doo corn one.
Oh yeah. I just wonder if it's just like just because we grew up with those episodes, or is that you still aren't the same overall. I don't know what it is.
I think that joke can only go on for so long before they have to try and change it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't it now where the joke is? It's still going on.
I think that's what's kind of making it weak, because it's like they played the same joke for so many times that it's like, okay, the 5,000 times I laughed, it was funny. It's like, nah, it's starting to get a little old.
Yeah, how many times are they going to kill Kenny?
Oh my God, they killed Kenny!
They haven't really killed Kenny. They haven't done it like consistently for like, 20 years or so?
Holy shit!
I don't think it's a whale.
Wow.
Chomp.
I'm assuming since Danny Trejo hasn't shown up yet, he's going to be the Quint of the film.
That would be awesome, yeah.
That sounds about right.
You know me. You know who I am. Black eyes like a dove eyes.
Metal crash. Oh, wow. They can't even get running water.
Oh, boy.
Hey, it's Joe Grizzly.
I gotta flush this turd.
Another guy don't wipe his ass.
I don't think he's gonna need one.
Oh, he's got a...
Dubay.
Yeah, so think of the word. He's got his own bidet. He just got his ass. Well, this is better than part two already.
Right.
You mean two-headed?
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is part two.
Yeah, technically. Two-headed is part one. There wasn't a one-headed shark attack.
And we had plenty of those. Maybe Jaws can count as the one-headed shark attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then that's the what's the drop off Jaws to two-headed shark attack.
Roger, Wilco me. Anybody there?
Roger, what? Over, what?
It's like deep blue sea.
They say they try and get the original cut to that out on Blu-ray. Deep Blue Sea with cut? The original ending.
There was an original ending?
Yeah, it was a different ending than one that came out at the movie theater.
What was it? The shark got away?
Did LL Cool J die?
I don't even know.
I remember watching the special features on the original DVD, because I still have the flipcase DVD from like the 90s. And they said that they had to go back and reshoot it because the test audiences didn't like the original ending, but I don't remember much. I do remember them saying that they did reshoot the ending because test audiences didn't like it. So I think that meant that they brought they kept Samuel L. Jackson alive, because I think that I'm not saying for sure, but I think just because I think I know how test audiences would have been back then, and you kill off LL Cool J after like what he did, because he's like physically being dragged along by the shark.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, you reshoot it and you have him still being alive, and then maybe change up how like the shark dies or whatever. But I don't want to say that that's the case. I'm just speculating on this. I think just based on what I know about this kind of thing, and from what I remember watching the DVD about it, I think that would have been the case.
Seems like a lot of extended director's cuts coming out, at least being talked about lately.
I know.
As long as they don't have an extended director's cut of Halloween Ends. I will say it till the day I die. Fuck that movie.
He's still mad about that damn movie.
Shit. They should have gave us the ending that we should have got instead of the ending that they wanted.
No, nobody knew what they wanted. Half the part. After the end of part two.
Is it just me or does it sound like some... Hold on. Is it just me or does it sound like somebody's jerking off over there? I'm hearing this like...
Oh, I was... I had to take off my compression socks because they were digging into my leg.
Oh!
I was making all kinds of noise trying to bend over because I'm old.
That was them knees cracking. That's what that was.
When you get old, you know, it's hard to move.
Because I know about that all too well. My knees be cracking like shit too sometimes. Boom.
Hey, anyways, after all that, didn't want to interrupt everything.
Dude. Yeah, I forget the mic sometimes.
Well, I'm just saying, it sounded like somebody was just like, you know, rubbing one out or something. It was like, just like really low in the background.
You know, if you ever wore compression socks, it's really hard to get them on and off.
You have super hearing, number one.
It was just like this, like really like clicking in the background, and it was just, it sounded like somebody was like rubbing one out or something.
God, that was the sound of rubbing one out.
I think everyone knows the sound of rubbing one out.
Never. This guy just loved to go in the water.
Keep on taking his dumb ass on the water.
Well, you do live in the state of Florida anywhere. They're going to, they're in the water where the fucking gators are, so.
So I don't go gators, in the water where the gators are.
Well, they do in Florida. Let's go swimming, y'all. Yeah.
That's deep South Florida, not my Florida.
Oh, that's the panhandle shit?
Yeah. We see a gator here. We call the authorities.
The authorities.
Yeah, come get him.
Another gator got in the house.
You bet with that, my authority.
That thing's gonna jump out of the water. Hilariously.
Is he gonna eat the boat?
He might think about that side of the boat.
Piece of shoot.
I see the word peach come across my screen. I'm watching with it with the sound off.
He said piece of shit. It said peach of shoot.
Yeah. Must be the TV edit.
Well, I would explain no tits.
Why are they supposed to be in this movie?
TV edit.
I thought this was.
I don't know. The only time I've seen this was on Sci-Fi, so I don't know.
Did they show on Sci-Fi a freaking close-up of that guy's mangled up face? Usually, they shy away from the blood on these Sci-Fi channel. They used to. I don't know about anymore, but.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's been so long since I've had to watch one because they don't air anything anymore.
I mean, they gotta be getting loose. I mean, they say the F-bomb on these shows now, so.
Yeah, on Chucky, they be cussing up a storm on that joint.
Yeah, USA Network. Right after Raw, they had that snake show that was on Paramount or Prime or whatever, and the guy's like, motherfucker, motherfucker. I'm like, whoa, what am I watching here? And I was like, this is USA Network.
Motherfucker.
They used to fine you for saying the F word on TV or radio.
Yep, because on Chucky joint, they be cussing up a storm. I'll be dying laughing.
I still haven't watched Chucky yet.
That shit is so good.
Yeah, it's about 2 months till next season.
Yeah, I was surprised they got the season made.
Oh, well, it's being a hero.
Yeah, the Bound reunion was phenomenal on that Chucky episode.
Yeah.
Joey Pants, Gina Gershon, and Jennifer Tilly. I just watched Killer Joe to review it, and Gina Gershon fillets a fucking chicken drumstick like she's sucking McConaughey's dick in that movie, and it's something else.
Gary's like, I can never eat chicken again.
Well, you will look at it the same way ever again, you know. Because he literally finishes when she's fucking sucking the drumstick, so, you know, he's turned on. That's a great fucking movie about fucking terrible people.
Well, Willis tried to be a hero.
Yeah.
No, he did.
You know, there ain't no girls flying in this water. Well, maybe there's one now. I heard Allison, so.
Yeah, she's gonna run out of energy
I was gonna make the Anchorman joke, you know. Their periods attract bears.
Bears can smell the menstruation.
These sharks can never get enough food.
I know, they get a bottomless pit.
All this thing does is swim and eat and make little sharks.
And you gotta remember, too, you've got 3 mouths to feed in one body. It's like, really, true. It's like having triplets.
It's really a miracle of evolution.
It's like having triplets in one person.
It's hilarious that the blob thing in Creepshow 2 is more efficient killer than this fucking shark is right now. Just going real slow across that lake.
Just flip the boat over.
Yep. Swamp Thing can do it. You can do it too. Flip the boat over. Roar.
Yeah.
Nobody dies.
It's okay, brah. Just swim to this boat that doesn't run. Just do it. They'll get it running eventually. I mean, I watch this and I watch Anaconda, a big budget snake movie, and the effects of that film are just garbage compared to this.
Hey, they have a snake in there.
They put like that crappy shot in the trailer where the thing's in its belly swimming in the water. Like, it just looks fucking terrible. Why would you do that to your fucking movie? You just know.
You're talking about the first Anaconda?
The very first Anaconda, yes.
You don't think the effects are good?
There's parts in there where it looks worse than this, and that was a big budget movie like this.
But I mean, the fucking John Voight spit out of the snake was fucking awesome.
It is fucking wonderful. It is. He fucking winks. that the accent is wonderful.
I'm trying to figure out where he's from is just one of the greatest games I've ever played in my life. Trying to figure out where that accent is local to.
Could it be Costa Rica? I don't know.
He was just making up shit on the fly with that joint.
That is very much the definition of I'm not getting paid enough to care.
If Gambit got old and became a fucking snake hunter, you know?
Yep.
Come on, Cher. Wanna play cards?
Jumping in the water one by one and let's...
I know, right?
Just keep giving the bait.
This is pure food. Just come to this fucking boat that doesn't fucking run. One of us can fix it.
And there's no way they would be able to outswim the sharks.
Oh. Oh, they got that one right there. Yep.
Yeah, this is definitely not... This is not a Sci-Fi Channel version. They would nowhere show all that blood.
Well, it's digital blood, to be fair.
But still, they would not show people being chewed up either.
I thought they're more like laxed on that more than nudity.
Yeah, violence is always the one thing that they kind of like, they don't really like shy away from, but they're kind of like really lenient on letting it go.
Maybe because I don't watch Sci-Fi Channel, but I remember trying to watch a Friday the 13th movie on there and the whole thing was cut.
Well, that's not them. What they more than likely, what I would imagine is that they don't broadcast the original version. They have made for TV versions that they purchased the rights to. Because more than likely, if you lined up the versions that you'd see on like AMC or, you know, Sci-Fi, like back in the 80s and 90s, they would line up exactly the same. Like they're not showing the uncut version because they don't have the rights to the uncut version. They're airing the rights for the made for TV version.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because
I think it costs too much for them to license the original version, but I think it costs much less for them to license the made for TV edit, where it's already got that stuff cut out. All you have to do is just sync up the commercials.
Yeah, but Pluto TV is free. They play that shit all day long with a little bit of ads.
Well, yeah, but Pluto's not like a broadcast TV station. That's like a streaming channel.
Oh, I watch a lot for some reason. There's Uncle Machete.
Machete don't text.
You beat me too, because I can already say that same shit, Jake.
But Machete improvise.
Yep.
I was going to see Dave last convention, but his table was busy all day, and I was happy for him that it was busy all day, but I was waiting in line.
He was at the comic book convention up here over the summertime. I didn't even bother to even go in the corner. I was too busy buying comic books.
He's a nice dude. He really is.
Nobody makes jokes to the Machete.
Should have just said shuck. When you're trying to get help, you don't say, we're being attacked by a shark. Somebody help us. Don't say it has three heads or they'll think it's a joke.
Always makes you laugh when people do that in movies. Always makes me laugh when Hatchet 3, like, we're being attacked by Victor Crowley. No. We're being attacked by a bunch of drunk rednecks. Yeah.
No, that's the other Victor Crowley. Come on, now.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of youngsters about to be eaten up. Yeah, Willis the DJ. Time.
Willow's the DJ.
Yeah, I guess it must have been his twin brother.
I'm so glad it hasn't changed in about a decade that Willis is always the black guy, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. This, the running joke of the show, Don, is every black guy is Willis.
I didn't know that there was always just more than one.
There's only one Willis.
He is the token black guy, you know.
He's our token.
He's there to say shit, damn, and that is whack.
I still laughing at that damn South Park game that came out for PlayStation 4. That shit was so funny. The fractured butthole. Best title ever for a video game.
It is very clever. They did that, yes. Hey, they got the boat running. Let's go.
I think one of my favorite South Park episodes is where Cartman thought he was dead because everyone was ignoring him, so they thought he was a ghost. Trying to do all like these good deeds, and he keeps saying like, "Oh, I'm finally gonna go. My spirit's gonna pass," and then like, "God damn it, nothing happens." That's one of my favorite episodes.
Anytime Cartman fucks with the church is always good. You know, he starts the Christian rock group. It's hilarious. Faith plus one. That's the song go. I want to get down on my knees and start pleasing Jesus. I want to feel his salvation all over my face.
I got a bunch of DC people from a homeless old man. He just told me to close my eyes and suck it from a hose.
And then tokens of the band. He says, "I know you got a bass guitar in your bass, but you're black. Come on, Token." And then he has a bass guitar in his basement. It's so bad.
That angle, that guy kind of looks like a Travolta.
If they're going to destroy the yacht, then you fuckers should get out of there, too. Yeah. Jump in the water.
The woman Stan's dad messed up on the fucking Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. People who would know you. We're looking for naggers. Naggers, sir.
Guess I was wrong. There's no RVD in this one.
Oh, yes. He comes later.
He's in the cast list.
I was going to say, where is he?
I recently watched this one. Come at the end of it.
probably.
I think the next one has Brooke Hogan, I think, in the next one.
No, she was in the
earlier one, the one before this.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I mixed up my bouncing boobs.
He know what was the running joke when we did that show.
Yeah, I remember.
Laughter or hattery whoops.
She's got some nice jubblies.
Mm-hmm. Looks like Dexter's sister in the red, white, and blue.
White folk dancing badly. That should be a subtitle on her.
I think that would be a great show for you, Gary. White people,
white folks. We'll do Dead Kids First from Canada, the movie they made Disturbing Behavior after. That's got one of the greatest white kids dancing scenes ever.
I love the sharks eating all the cans.
Sharks like, beer me, bruh. Beer.
He's cleaning up the ocean.
Beer me. Yeah. It's fucking kids and their fucking beer cans.
More pollution.
Ain't tough.
I'm trying to mute myself from time to time. I have my air conditioner going, so I'm got the door closed, but I can still kind of hear it.
No worries. We're not hearing really anything.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, well, I have noticed he hadn't said anything.
Yeah, you wouldn't have said anything out of my head. You wouldn't have said anything
out of my ears now.
That's all right. I just heard it sound.
Where the hell's she come from? Something.
Connecticut, maybe?
What the hell is she doing in the water?
I just had to make a joke there. Oh my gosh.
Down goes the Titanic.
Below Deck, Shark Attack. That's a show I'd watch right there. At that Below Deck show, the Shark Attack show. Just eating rich white people. That's a show my sister watches, and the white folks on that show are like annoyance level of 14 or something.
Well, those old Bravo shows are pretty much like that. That's pretty much all they do. Just find the most annoying people on the planet and then just put a camera in front of them.
Yeah, she watches cooking shows, home improvement shows, and shit like that. Although, I really knows best. I don't know why.
Chrisley knows best?
I know it's a lot of acting for the camera, but I laugh at it.
Yeah, I like that. I used to watch it, but I wanted to punch the sun in the face. It drives me crazy.
Yes, he's not very good.
But I don't know what it's like now with them in prison.
I know, right?
I know the daughter has a podcast, and that's all the most I know. You hear updates on that thing from what I hear.
I just can't believe
everyone
have prison.
A podcast now. Like, literally everyone has a podcast.
Well.
Yeah, even you, Andrew.
I never claim I'm talented or anything. It's just a thing.
Hello, Rob Van Dam.
Hey, we've been doing this for over a fucking decade.
Yeah.
Still making the same jokes? Come on now, guys. It works. Yes. Because them's the jokes.
Same jokes and no money.
Hey, man, if I had a line producer like some Adam Carolla shit, I'd put on 5 shows a week. Here you go. Here's raw audio. Fix it.
Sharky, sharky.
Actually, your head's going to be telling me, like, oh, this one puts out like 3 shows a week. I was like, fucking good for that motherfucker. Shit.
These last two people just jumping off like on the trampoline straight into the water.
Yeah.
Right. Every time it hits, knock one over.
This is the buffet portion of the movie.
Yeah. This is way better than the last one we watched.
Yes, it is.
At least we're seeing a lot of cheesy shark action instead of the...
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Wasn't, like, the island sinking in that one or something?
Yeah.
And she lets go right in the mouth. There you go.
Yeah, it literally was the mysterious island.
She's like, I got you. I got you.
We have nice
grab her ass,
shot.
Bro. Grab her ass.
Hey, there he is.
Nick of time.
Mr. Monday Night coming to save the day.
She looks like she's standing on something. She doesn't even look like she was, like, hanging.
He's well, Mr. Wednesday Night now.
It's the asylum, so probably, Andrew.
The rumor is Edge is AEW bound, so it'd be old-ass Hardys versus old-ass Edge and Christian.
It's not going to be Edge and Christian. It's going to be Corner and Christian.
I would still watch it, mind you, but, you know.
I think it would be the Young Bucks versus, Edge and Christian before it be the Hardys.
Oh. I gotta assume he's gonna be Adam Copeland and not Edge.
Oh, he owns the rights to Edge.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm.
Although, I make fun of the Asylum, but still, like you said, nudie Oscar winning material compared to Polonia.
Yeah.
They were booing my beloved in Quebec City, though, so whatever. Come on, Quebec City.
Oh, they were saying, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I seen that shit.
Or Dustin Ferguson. I got to mention I watched a Cocaine Cougar recently, too. Another cocaine. I will give it this.
Was that on Pornhub?
The Panther movie, or the Cougar, whichever, actually did do cocaine in that movie, unlike the shark. So.
If it's got polonia on it, it's full of bologna. Terrible. I've not seen 5 minutes of good movie making from that company. So, I'm sorry.
This guy pulls a pretty sweet move with that axe pretty soon.
I watched Sharkula and Cocaine Shark, and like, you know what? I think I'm good.
There's always Ouija Shark.
Yeah, that's not by them, though. That's a different director. If you really wanted to watch a genuine one, and I'm being 100% serious with this, watch their earlier film, Hallucinations. Hallucinations is, I think, genuinely good. It's a shot-on-video film, but I really like that one. I think.
Uh-oh, no, we ain't fooling no shot-on-video films no more. The last one we did. Fuck that.
What was the last one we did?
Flooded. That movie, what? Flood.
Flood?
Floated.
Yeah, we did a couple weeks ago. Flood.
It was floated.
Whatever it was.
He puts, they put the shark on a stick in the frame. Roar!
Nah, they didn't even do all that. It just didn't make no goddamn sense.
Sliver.
Yeah, that's what I said. Sliver.
Flood. It was like, flood. When did we do that? Willis. Isn't there a movie called Flood, right, Don?
That's the new Killer Croc movie, or Croc or Gator.
We were supposed to do that in this run, too.
Yeah, that one's not bad. I actually really like that one. It's pretty fun. It's gators attacking a police station during a hurricane.
Mm.
It's a hurricane coming through.
Oh, so basically a spiritual sequel to Crawl?
Kind of. It's like a Louisiana police station, or Louisiana or Alabama, I forget which one. But they're trapped in this police station during a storm, and they find out that there's killer crocs that came in because of all the floods. So, you know, hence the title. But yeah, it's pretty fun.
Howard, where are you? RVD. This movie's almost 10 years old. Imagine that. Well, not quite, but 9 years old.
Yeah, close enough.
8, 9, yeah.
He sees legs.
I was just thinking, you know, my previous car is like, couldn't have been that old when it was slowing down, couldn't it? And I was like, oh yeah, I got it in 2015. Oh, shit.
Jake sounds like Rob Van Dam after a peace pipe.
RVD's living his best life, just smoking weed and banging chicks. I'm fine with that, yeah.
Hey, he still can wrestle, son of a bitch.
I know, right?
Yeah, it was a good match.
It was better than what the fuck Trish Stratus has been doing the last couple of months.
She's trying to play the heel. It's okay.
Oh, what happened to her promo skills? Good lord, she's terrible. Last night, I almost fell asleep.
Oh. Gary would still hit that. Don't care.
Ain't no better. No, it ain't about that. Nobody's saying they wouldn't do that.
I know, right?
She's a fucking gorgeous. She's a goddess, but her promo skills going away, man.
Yeah, it's not great. It never rolled that great to begin with, though.
She couldn't even catch her own country. Like, they were like, just shut up. We don't care. And they weren't doing it to take over the show.
She's from fucking Toronto.
I know, but Canadians support all of them.
They don't even mess with Becky Lynch like that no more.
Oh, it's sinking, yo.
Arr. This one makes sense growling because it's a mutant.
I love that.
We need a bootleg Titanic theme right here.
I mean, this doesn't look half bad.
That's it's for, not bad at all. I ain't complaining.
For what it is, it does have the, you know, far better realism than you'd think it is.
Yeah, and the sharks look pretty
they're
decent.
Showing the shark, and it don't look bad.
I mean, the fins and the boat sinking is really bad CGI. Yeah, but
this would be the perfect opportunity for a Van Damme to right here. You just throw the chair at the shark,
right?
And kick him in the face. See, if we punch the shark in the nose, it'll go away, but, you know.
Well, what's
not
nose?
Not cool, the Van Damme. The shark would like disintegrate or something.
Or do the coast-to-coast move.
Oh, yeah. That's a Shane O'Mac move, man. I love that move. That's a little bit watching Shane's matches back in the day. He just threw his whole balls out there and said, I'll do what I gotta do.
He ain't give a flying fuck what he did in the ring.
Well, like Vince, too. Vince said, you know, I hear from stories that he said, you bring your best. I'm not gonna let up, you know.
Shane couldn't punch worth a shit. That was his damn problem. His punches looked awful. Still look awful.
He put on a good show, though.
You look like he ain't even hit the damn person when he do his damn punches.
What's that famous gif about him attacking Orton on the rampway, and Orton's not even reacting, and he's just like throwing haymakers, but because they're not connecting, he's not reacting to it.
You know Randy don't give a shit about nothing.
I'm saying, like, you know, he's throwing haymakers, commentary's going wild, like he's landing left and rights, and Orton's not even bothered to react or even look at him. Because he doesn't know the signal to react, to engage with him.
I'm still laughing at damn Randy Orton. When Roman came back with them fake teeth in his mouth, he put a picture of his Instagram of Mr. Ed, and he was like, look at Roman and his new teeth. They said, Randy said he don't like Roman in real life.
Now.
Here it comes.
What's coming?
The shark.
There he is. Growl.
See, I can smell the stupidity. Come on, Shark, let's go. It's a nice shot right there. Right down on the top.
It's just love. They just showed a shark randomly swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The guy with the one eyeball.
Come on, baby, find the Titantron. Get it. Climb the Titantron.
Hulk, what are you doing? Why are you climbing the Titantron?
Rest in peace.
I don't know what they call it now, but that's what it was back in the day.
They don't really call it anything.
Well, they don't have that anymore because they just have the LED screens now because... I think that's just the only thing that they have on the stage now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like WWF's President Jack Tunney. I missed that shit, too, for some reason.
Yeah, that was... He was all right back then, but now when they got the fucking the higher power and all that other shit, the authority, it's like, fuck you. That shit sucked. Bad GMs for 20 years.
Guess,
you know what I thought never got enough love? Fucking Lord Alfred Hayes.
he was great, Lord Alfred Hayes.
I love that guy.
Oh, he was the best. Him and Mean Gene.
Oh, he did.
Miss Jessie and Gorilla. Oh, Monsoon. Shut up, Gorilla.
I got to meet Mean Gene one time, and I walked in on a story, and he said, when it came to Miss Elizabeth, the cameraman always knew, wait for the money shot. Which meant Miss Elizabeth stepping into the ring, seeing her upper skirt.
But don't let Randy catch you doing that shit. He'll come whip your ass.
Well, they did it a lot well, man.
He said she used to be locked up in the damn dressing room.
I watched this recently, by the way, so I know what's going to happen next, and it's hilarious.
That's why Donnie laughing, too.
Yep.
He's going to pull 300, y'all. Here it comes. Yeah. This is Sparta.
Yeah, because his comments reminded me about where we were in the movie.
I would have died running up that hill.
Yeah, you know, spoiler, the shit don't work, okay?
I was about to say, if this doesn't end up with him eating, I'm going to be disappointed.
Because you still got a half an hour movie left. No, he gets them. Look at his dumb ass.
Oh, my God.
Let's go circle now. Everybody's coming down. Come on, let the party begin. Come on, let the party begin.
I would expect a game over, man. Game over right here.
If
you know?
He pulls the axe out, he's going to fall off.
He's riding that shirt like fucking Aquaman. Oh, we got him. Beautiful.
There we go. highlight of the movie there.
That was fucking beautiful.
The shark got a 10 for a figure eight.
I was going to say, I remember this because I remember what Gary was talking about because I remember what happened to this guy. I thought he was deathless later in the movie, but I remember now when Gary said, you know, something hilarious is going to happen. I remember it was coming up.
That was pretty hilarious.
Like, that's the kind of goofy shit that makes these movies so much fun.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this one way much more than Two-Headed.
A lot like of us
are. It seemed like a good idea at the time, and I'm stuck now. Ugh. this girl lives point due north. She's all good.
Listen to the girl. She knoweth what she speaketh. Get off me, bitch. Oh, no, not the engine. Pushed it too hard, Quint. You blew out the ball bearings. Gee, don't all talk at once.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry.
Are we all so engrossed in this movie?
I didn't see no Jaws quotes. That was all Andrew. Come on now. How was Jaws 2 and 4K? I forgot to ask, Nudie.
Fucking awesome. It looks really good.
I'm glad they put work into the transfer.
Yeah.
I watched Pope's Exorcist the other day. I actually thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
It was really good.
Jake?
I thought it was okay.
Okay. Just okay.
You're thinking of a masterpiece?
No, but I think it was more than just okay.
I still haven't seen it.
You probably have. It's pretty much Exorcist bingo card.
Yeah.
It's like every trope, but I mean, it's genuinely not that bad if you can overlook that fact.
I know one movie I'm not going to see. I'm not going to see that Exorcist Last Rite, whatever the hell that new movie is coming out.
You'll go see it.
I'm not going to go see it because after watching those last two Halloween movies, I don't trust them with the Exorcist.
They can do comedy very well, just not so much fucking horror shit, in my opinion.
Especially since it's basically pick your flavor, Reagan. You got a black one and a white one. Hey, if we're going to do an Exorcist movie, why not just have two girls be possessed at the same time except one? Let's up the ante. Oh, that's some lazy shit.
Well, it's not like they combined Exorcist and Abby together.
I ain't thinking about it that way.
That'd be fucking hilarious right there.
It's going to be a trilogy. So does that mean part three is going to have, like, every girl on Earth possessed?
I would not be surprised.
What's Abby say? I killed your fucking father. Fucking hilarious, you know. Oh, my gosh.
I think they should... I'm still surprised that that thing is still, like, not physically available. I think they should just try and get it out there. I mean, they got cool jaws out there.
They took it away, too. So whoever has physical copies of that, you know, more power to you.
I got cruel jaws. I mean, I don't have the slipcase, but I got the normal Blu-ray.
Nice.
I'm saying they got that out.
Go ahead. Yeah. I bought the 4K of Sidekicks from Vinegar Syndrome, and it's fucking glorious. The case on it is fucking beautiful.
And it's worth money now, right?
Yeah. Huh?
Isn't it worth money now because it's out of print or something?
No, that's still in print. Like, Roadhouse is sold out and a lot of the other ones, but they still have copies of Sidekicks. I got the Cloak and Dagger one like that, too. It's fucking beautiful. They got machine guns, of course, yeah. They're hitting the goddamn thing, too.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Shark's mad now.
Uncle Machete's got his hero moment pretty soon, I think. Right now, he's just driving a boat.
No, I think it's later towards the end because, well, I mean, I don't want to spoil what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
It is what you expect to happen. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Three-headed shark attack. It's exactly how you expect it to be.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the tagline for Pieces? It's exactly what you think it is, or something like that.
It's just funny how Duncan is basically breaking that movie down 5 minutes at a time.
I'm in on the Rawhead Rex one, people, so you'll hear my voice on that show.
Nice.
I don't know what 15 minutes I will get, but I'm getting 15 minutes of that movie.
Man, how many balls you got in that thing?
I shot them 100 times.
I know, right?
Oh, you finally ran out.
Oh, wait, here it comes, y'all. Yes.
Machete.
RPD's like, I got you, Mikey Whipwreck. Ready to go play the next match.
Machete, fucking him up.
There you go.
Now it's just two-headed.
Yeah, but I do have one thing to say, people. Check the running time.
Yeah.
I just looked at that. Are we going to get, like, the first Meg? Even giant or three-headed sharks going to come out? Or it's going to regenerate?
You'll see.
Going to regenerate his head.
It's going to be like Ghidorah. It's going to grow its head back.
It's a sci-fi asylum movie. I would not be surprised.
Oh, no, wait a minute. This is probably the baby. There's probably a bigger one. This is the Samuel Jackson moment.
Hey, close to shore of you because, you know, Machete can't swim.
Just waiting.
Look how tall he is compared to that boat. He's really a tiny man in real life.
Uh-huh.
They were building up like something's gonna happen there.
Oh, wait for it. Okay, you got like 20 minutes of movie left, maybe.
Ah! Oh, there it goes.
Oh, Screech is running away.
It was like a land shark, you know. Candy Graham. Yeah, to dig real far back for that one, guys.
Gone. It's a massacre.
It don't need no stinking oxygen. This is the origin story of Sharktopus.
It is.
Sharktopus origins.
Sharktopus.
I know they're supposed to be doing another Leprechaun movie soon.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
That last one looked pretty damn good.
Yeah, it was. It was very good.
The sequel to the original? Yeah, I really like that one. The one where they brought back the original characters? Or the the other guy, the...
Well, at least Ozzy came back.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, we gotta do that one. Did you guys do that one yet?
Yeah.
No, we didn't do that one.
We have.
Oh, you have?
Yes, we have.
Definitely did Leprechaun Origins, for sure.
I think we've done all of them. Leprechaun
we
movies.
Did all of them.
Yeah. Even Leprechaun Returns. I don't remember you was doing Leprechaun Returns.
Yeah, we did it like right away when it first came out.
If I recall correctly, it was just the day after the Happy New Year's, bitch.
Yeah.
Andrew, once again, check my list. I posted it in a group on Letterboxd.
I don't have Letterboxd.
Drinking days.
Well, why don't you?
I don't write reviews.
Well, why don't you?
You don't have to. You don't have to. You can just use it as a log.
Don doesn't write reviews either.
Why stop just because it's... Why stop just because it was taking like half an hour to upload something. So yeah, I just stopped doing it. But yeah, you can just keep a log of it. All you have to do is just enter it and just say, I watched this, I watched this movie on this date, and boom, you're good to go.
Yeah. That's all you need to do. Put a star rating.
Yeah.
There's some people I follow. They don't even like give star ratings or reviews. They just log the movie.
Yeah, Don does that.
A captain's log.
It's just easier nowadays just to do that, but.
Captain's log.
Temperamental.
What the fuck's that noise?
Said not like me.
Somebody's sending out a
distress telegram.
No, sorry, that's me. No, that was me.
Telegram.
That's me.
Stop.
That's me. It's you. No, it's me. My chair squeaking because I'm shifting around trying to keep my leg from falling asleep.
That was like automatic gun or something.
Nah, it's just the chair I sit in.
It's Don masturbating. Shark's not dead.
I'm laughing at the fact that they got the nerve to be bringing out a new Atari 2600 in 2023. Ha ha! And it's got the nerve to be $140.
$140, those bastards.
Yeah, at least it plays all the old games at home for those who still have.
Now, what are you doing, Don?
That's not me.
Oh, that's Jake then?
That's not me.
It's not me.
Who is it?
Gary!
Gary.
Oh, I forgot Gary was here.
Gary! What are you doing?
Gary!
Sharktopus is coming. Or Sharktopus's cousin.
Shark's very hungry.
Sharky!
Look at that. It's got like four heads, seven heads now.
The fuck?
Oh, never mind. They're dead.
That's four-headed shark attack. Rawr,
my lord.
They can't hear him yelling.
They did, just too late.
We have to go save them.
There's nothing to save. They're fucking dead.
Yeah.
Your friends are dead, bitches.
Greg, oh, all of a sudden she smartened up. I was gonna say, Willis, smarten up LaFonda, will you?
He gone. He said he having technical difficulty, so he has to bow out.
All right, well, he made it an hour and 18 minutes, so we'll give him credit.
Almost made it to the end of the movie, Gary.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
A decade of podcasting and nothing's changed.
I've got a plan.
Yeah, it's a garbage eating shark.
Let's feed this shark some trash.
See, now this kind of screws up with the five-headed shark attack, unless it's a sequel. Because now it's five heads.
Well, it has to be the follow-up to this.
No Rob Van Dam.
Gary said he's still listening to us, though.
Damn, he is right. Always, yeah, he's
always still listening. CM Punk would say, tell us when we're telling lies. Oh, no. There goes Van Dam. He won't be able to jerk off with that hand anymore.
That's fucked up.
Jokes. I can't wait to read that. Sorry, I went see a buck on you. Well, yeah, he's some kind of shark, all right. He's ruled by garbage and pollution. He did his own stunt.
I am the bait for the. I am the bait for the shark now.
You said a fast off frog splash the shark.
I'm sorry, but I would not be jumping in the goddamn water like these idiots keep doing.
I know, right? In the slip and slide.
It makes no sense. Does the shark stay out of the water?
Water.
The shark.
The shack.
Say, fuck you.
Stella. The design of those baby sharks is not really good looking.
I think they're just too close. I think it'd look a little bit better farther away.
Yeah. It looks funny.
Oh,
RVD. Hardly knew ye.
Yeah, you're still in the water, bud. The shark's still in the water, too.
You should have, like, poked him in the eyes going, RVD. Swim, Eddie, swim. It's shark, Eddie, swim.
Eddie, swim. Eddie.
I just wish they would work on their shark fin technology.
Seems like it would be pretty simple to pull off practically, but yeah.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, it never looks good.
Dude.
Hey, I'm back for the last 5 minutes on the movie. Hey!
Yay!
That's a first.
I unplugged my recorder, people, and remember, I always have battery backup, and my batteries are dead in the thing, so...
That thing's a Hydra. Cut off one head, two more shall take its place.
Myself. Yeah, I like the Hydra aspect of the thing. It's pretty cool.
Bit its own head off.
Yeah, if you're taking too long, your fucking arms are tiny, girl. She couldn't lift this goddamn beer can.
This dramatic shit at the end.
Sharks like I fucking love pollution.
Growl chomp.
With the sun set.
Pretending you're strong to build that guy up. Yeah. Hello.
It's working.
Oh, that RVD was so delicious. Bring me the body of Marco Stunt.
I think he's just getting high off of all the weed.
Yup.
This shark is stoned.
All right, he's full now, bruh.
Tweet
it. Shark just jump out of the water and like take that fucking chopper down.
And this.
Why would you hang your feet off the side?
I know, yeah, right?
It's like, nope.
The classic helicopter ending. All right. Three-headed shark attack. Let's go with Gary.
Oh, I like this one. I watched it a couple months back, and I enjoy it now as much as I did then. More fun with the group, obviously. Yeah, the shark looked good. I've seen exponentially worse than this shark, and it is a 7 out of 10.
All right. 7 out of 10. All right. Go ahead, Andrew.
It's definitely better than Two-Headed Shark Attack. I love the sleaziness more of it, the cheesiness. The Three-Headed Shark is fun. Danny Trejo's fun. I give it a 7.
Alright, Jake?
Yeah, this one was definitely a lot more fun than the last one. It just had a lot more going for it than Two-Headed, and yeah, maybe I'll check out the other two sometime. See if it continues or goes way to back down. I don't know.
Next year.
Yeah. So this one I'll give a 6. Two.
All right. Willis.
This movie wasn't that bad off for the asylum joint, so I give it about a 7.2.
7.2? All right. Don.
Do you even have to ask?
I know.
This is a 10, right?
Yeah, this one's a blast. I love it. Great shark action, goofy characters, perfect amount of cheese. Need some tits, but yeah, I'm willing to overlook that. Yeah, 10 for me.
All right. I'm going to give it a 7 as well. It's a lot better than Two-Headed for sure. I had a good time with this one tonight. And the shark, for the most part, looked pretty good. A couple of bad CGI stuff, but what are you going to do? All right. So, yeah. Until we meet again, this has been your NFW podcast, and maybe we'll do Sharknado 3 if you're lucky. All right. Good night, everybody.
Peace out.
Later.
See ya.